But a person free from all attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord.
Верховно буде свого чути, сидеть підписані принципи свободи, легко досяжі поповну міру підходу.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is already explained that one may externally control the senses by some artificial process. But unless the senses are engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is every chance of a fall. Although the person in full Krishna consciousness may apparently be on the sensual plane, because of his being Krishna conscious, he has no attachment to sensual activities. The Krishna conscious person is concerned only with the satisfaction of Krishna and nothing else. Therefore, he is transcendental to all attachment and detachment. If Krishna wants, the devotee can do anything which is ordinarily undesirable. And if Krishna does not want, he shall not do that which he would have ordinarily done for his own satisfaction. Therefore, to act or not to act is within his control, because he acts only under the direction of Krishna. This consciousness is the causeless mercy of the Lord, which the devotee can achieve in spite of his being attached to the sensual platform.
Když je bilo pojasneno, kako človek z umetnim procesom navzven obvladuje čute, to da če čute ne posveti transcendentalnemu služenju Gospodu, obstaja vsaka možnost zapada. Čeprav je tisti, ki popolnoma zavesti Krišne, ne vide na ravni čutov, nima vezan na čutne dejavnosti, saj je zavesti Krišne. Kdor je zavesti Krišne, tistega, ki je zavesti Krišne, zanima samo Krišnovo zadovoljstvo, nič drugega. Zato je transcendentalno do navezanosti in pripravljenosti. Če Krišna želi, lahko Bhakta stori to, kar ponavadi imamo za nezaželeno. Če Krišna tega ne želi, da ne bo storil tega, kar bi sicer storil za svoje zadovoljstvo. Zato lahko svobodno se odloči, ali bo deloval ali ne. Vse vimo je samo ponavljivi Krišni. Taka zavest je Gospodova brezročna milost, katero Bhakta doseže, čeprav je navezan na čutno ravno.
Rāgadrīśa vimuktaiṣṭu viṣayanindriyaiṣṭirāna ātmavasya vidyātmā prasādam adhigacchati. But a person free from all attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom can attain the complete mercy of the Lord.
Dopada se bojanicama vezanosti i neubojnosti i u kogle bude se očute sredječke pisane principe slobode na ko doseže pokonan
duhu svoju. The difference between a human being and an animal is that a human being has the intelligence, he has the capability, he has the vision to discriminate between material and spiritual.
Fizika na člověku vyžívala, potom nemá člověk inteligence, s kterou ko produkuje, ko rozumí, ko má vidění, teda kaj je materiálně, kaj je pom
vyžívat. Aside from this, there is no real substantial difference between human animals and all the other animals.
Razlike da ima druge bistvene razlike med človeškimi živalmi in drugimi živalmi.
There are millions and millions of species of life.
Staja na milijone in milijone življenjskih vrst.
Just look around you in the air. There are so many species of life. In the water, there are so many species of life. In the earth, there are so many species of life. On top of the earth, there are so many species of life.
Zimite se okrog, na okolju. V zraku je toliko majhnih živih biti, vrst živih biti. V vodi je veliko vrst živih biti. V zemlji, na zemlji, prav tako.
They are all engaged in four basic propensities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Vsi se dajo na štiri osnovne dejavnosti, ki so jedanje, spanje, spolno občevanje in branje.
The bird is eating a different kind of food, and a lion is eating a different kind of food. But the business of eating is the same.
Ptica je svoje vrsto hrane, lev je drugačno hrano, ampak ta dejavnost jedenja je ista.
A bear is sleeping for 6 months in a year, and a wolf is sleeping for half an hour at a time, many times a day.
Medved, primer, spi 6 mesecev v letu, volk pa spi po pol ure nekajkrat na dan.
Pigeons, they are engaging in sex life 10 times in an hour.
Volk ima spolne odnose 10 na uro.
And cows, once a year. So, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these activities are going on in all the different species. Just because human beings do things in a little bit more sophisticated way does not make us better than the animals.
Te štiri dejavnosti, jedenje, spanje, spolno občevanje in branje, so prisotne v vseh oblikah živih bitij. Tako da človek, če to upravlja na bolj sofisticiran način, zaradi tega še ni bolj vzvišen od njih.
You could say that we are simply sophisticated cats and dogs.
Tako da rekli, da smo preprosto sofisticirani psi in mačke.
We are a royal addition to the animal kingdom. What makes us special is not big, tall skyscrapers, aeroplanes, computers, and Mercedes cars. What makes us special is that we can conceive of our own existence and we can ask the question, who am I? What is my purpose? Where am I going? And how will I get free from death? We can ask the question, who is the cause of all causes? Who is the supreme being? And how can I develop a relationship with that supreme being?
Lahko se vprašamo, kdo je vzrok vseh vzrokov? Kdo je vrhovno bitje, in iz katerega vse izvira? In kako jaz lahko razvijem odnos s tem vrhovnim bitjem?
We have put up a notice outside inviting people to come to our Sunday program.
Zdaj smo imeli tudi poročilo, dobilo, da se ljudje da pride na naš nedeljski program.
Everyone knows in this area that on Sunday we have a discussion on philosophy and distribute a feast of Krishna Prasadam.
Vsi v tej okolici bi bo eno tukaj program, na katerem se pogovarjamo o filozofiji in da bi vegetarijansko večerjo.
Nowhere have we put on any of our announcements that dogs may not come.
Na nobeno obvestilo nismo napisali, da je vsem psom prepovedano vstop.
We did not say that birds are not invited.
Nismo te rekli, da ptiči niso povabljeni.
We never put any stipulation that elephants couldn't come.
Nikaj nismo na njih mirjali, pač ko povedali, da sloni ne smejo piti.
But they didn't
come.
Because their only interest in life is where is food, where is sex, where is shelter.
Njih življenje zanima samo, kje je hrana, kje imam lahko seks, kje lahko dobim zanetje.
If we live our lives in the same way, then we are no better. The purpose of human life is to know God.
Če mi živimo na enak način, smo nič boljši. In zato, ker smisel človeškega življenja je spoznati Boga.
So when we ask, why is it that more people do not take up the search for the absolute truth?
In da bi bilo lahko vprašal, zakaj več ljudi se ne bo iskal na absolutne resnice.
Why is it that most people, when it comes to spiritual life, are satisfied simply with superficial rubber stamp?
Zakaj večina ljudi, ko tiče nam govorite o duhovnosti, ko se sreča z duhovnostjo, je zadovoljno je to z kako površinsko duhovnost samo pomeni.
I am a Christian, I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim, I am a Jew, I am a Buddhist, and I go to my church, I go to my temple, I go to my mosque on Friday or Sunday, I spend 1 hour. And then the rest of the time, I spend at the nightclub, I spend watching television, I spend enjoying sense gratification.
ali ja sam kristijan, ja sam hindujec, ja sam jud, ja sam budist, ja sam musliman i obiskujem crkav, ne volim da vam priživim tamo u Mušeja. Drugače, stvari často preživim u noćnom klubu, u televizorem i tako na to.
This is not spiritual life. This is simply an external, superficial show meant to attract social prestige and nothing more.
To nije duhovno življenje, to je samo jedna taka zunanja predstava, koja je samo namenjena temu da pritegne zunanje.
Social prestige.
Da pritegne zunanje ugled strani drugih ljudi.
Without being a religious man, in many countries, you can't run for president. You can't be a respected man in the community. You must have a job. You must have a bank account. You must have a family. And you should have some religious denomination.
Ne moraš biti priznan u družbi, če nimaš določenih stvari kot su služba, družina in razne druge stvari. Pomogno pa je tudi, da imaš pripadnost kod ljudi.
So why do people not take up spiritual life? If it's actually a better way of life, then why do they stick to the other way of life?
Če duhovno življenje res koliko boljše, zakaj se ljudje ne posvetijo duhovnemu življenju, zakaj se še držijo drugačnega načina življenja.
It is simply because people are very strongly attached to sense gratification. They're very deeply attached to the bodily conception of life.
Razlog je ta, jedini razlog je ta, da so ljudje zelo močno navezani na čutno življenje. Zelo so navezani, drugo boka je ta navezanost v njih na telesno premovanje življenje.
Matirna kršne paratas fotova mito vipadjeta griha vatana. It doesn't matter what you do. You can set a good example. You can make good propaganda. You can offer nice facilities. So many things you can try. But in general, people cannot break their material attachments long enough to inquire about the purpose of human life.
Lahko poskrbimo za razne, se uredimo, da je to vse, da na vse mogoče načine lahko na noben način ljudje ne morejo preseči svojih materialnih navezanosti.
Adanta Gopir Vishata Tamishram Punap Punas Charvita Charvananam. And therefore, they remain in darkness about the purpose of life, and they simply engage in the business of chewing the chewed. Sense gratification is more or less chewing the chewed, or doing something that you do all the time, over and over again, and thinking that it's happiness.
Zato ne poznajo smisla, ostanejo v temi in ne poznajo smisla življenja in vse, kar delajo, da biste samo zvečeni, že prizvečenega, ki pomeni, da več čas dela iste stvari znova in znova.
Very unfortunate.
To je zelo nesrečno.
They're wasting this valuable opportunity.
Zato je dragocena priložnost.
At the time of death, your bank account, your big family, your social prestige, none of it will help you.
niti verovanje, niti velika družina.
Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram. According to your mental thoughts, mental proclivities, your desires at the time of death, the soul will be transferred into another material body, or if you're thinking of God, then you will be transferred to the spiritual world.
Ki jih imamo v sedanji trenutku, vsak sedanji telesni trenutek smrti, se bomo preselili v naslednji trenutek, oziroma če bomo mislili na Boga, se bomo preselili v duhovni svet.
Subconsciously, everyone knows that death is coming. Subconsciously, everyone is fearful of death.
Potem veste, samo se zaveda, da smrt prihaja. Samo se boji smrti.
When someone gets in a car accident or someone falls off a cliff, maybe you haven't seen it personally, but in the movies, maybe you've seen it, someone falls off a cliff to their death, then they scream in great anxiety.
Potem, mogoče tega niste bili v resnici, ampak vse na filmi ste povedali. In ta človek v velikem strahu kriči, pije.
Externally, one may make a show of being fearless. But internally, and when death actually comes, everyone shows his true colors.
No zem, tako da imamo veliko predstavo, ampak ko smrt prije nas samih, se dejansko zgodi, da pokažemo se potem no zem, kakšni smo resnici.
So, why don't people come and inquire, even just a little bit?
Kaj torej ljudje ne pride in poizvedujejo, vse malo?
The reason is because they are caught in the monkey trap.
Razlog je v tem, da so se ujeli v past kot kupica.
You know about the monkey trap?
Znate kupiče past?
Yeah. You know about the monkey trap? It's really interesting how Asians in general, but more specifically, people who live in villages, what technology they have that compares quite favorably with our mechanistic technology.
Lahko je primarjamo zelo dobro z našo sodobno mehanistično znanostjo.
They do things in a very simple way, but very effective way.
Se delajo zelo preprosto, da je zelo učinkovito.
For example, in Africa, villagers, when they want to catch a monkey, they get one coconut, nice green big coconut.
Afrika, na primer, ko želijo ljudje ujeti opico, potem priskrbijo en velik zelen kokos, kokosovoj.
And they cut off one end of it, a hole.
Na enem koncu, pa če brežajo en konec, tako da ostane luknja.
And they dig out all the coconut inside, and the hole is just large enough so the monkey can get his hand inside.
Potem poberajo so sabino ven, izkopo se in postijo naravno tako veliko, da opica lahko što leže roko.
And then they cut a smaller hole in the other end, just large enough so they can put a rope through.
Na drugem koncu pa izreče ravno tako veliko luknjo, da lahko skozi potegne na vrh.
And then they tie a knot in the rope and pull it tight against that hole.
Potem pa zavežejo vozel notri in pač tako da se vrnemo razvleč skozi luknjo.
And then they take the coconut and put it in the middle of a clearing. There's some trees around, some jungle, but they put it in the middle of the clearing and they put some nice, fresh, roasted peanuts inside the coconut.
Potem postavijo ta kokos sredi, lepe jase v gozdu in v podpuštinovo kokos podajo sveže pražene arašide.
And then they take the rope and hide behind some bushes on the edge of the clearing.
Potem pa primer za vrv, da drugi konec vrvi in se skrijejo kam v drmavlje, ob rogu jase.
And then the monkey comes along and he smells the peanuts and he thinks, yum, yum, yum.
Kopica pride mimo, pa zavoha rašida in se misli, yum, yum, yum.
And then the monkey goes up to the coconut and sticks his hands in and grabs the peanuts.
In kopica stopi do kokosovega oreha, zamesi roko noter in prime rašido.
And then the native on the edge of the clearing begins to wind in the rope.
Potem pa domorodec na drugem koncu lovi, začne domorodec po posledi.
And then the monkey tries to pull his hand out, but he's made a fist with the peanuts inside, and his hand won't come out.
In kopica poskuša izvleči roko iz kopica, ampak ne more, ker je stisnil do pest rašida in je da pesta velika, da ga izvleče iz luknje.
And all he's got to do is let go of the peanuts, and he's free. But he won't let go of the peanuts. He's caught in the monkey trap.
In vse, kar mora storiti, je, da spusti rašida, ampak ne more. Ne more spustiti rašida. Ne je se opiče pasti.
So, we're living a life of sense gratification. We work hard all day, all week long, and we get a little time on the weekend for enjoying sense gratification, and then again back to work 5-6 days a week. And this goes on our whole life, chewing the chew, same business over and over again.
Živimo življenje, začutno uživanje. Ampak v bistvu delamo, stalno zelo trdo delamo, celo življenje. Samo da bi čez vikend malo uživali. Potem pa po vikendu spet delamo 5-6 dni na teden. In to traja celo življenje in tam se samo izvečenje, že prežvečenje.
Basically, for the work that we do, we're getting paid peanuts.
Za delo, ki ga opravljam, pa je plačilo, ki ti reči, ne, zelenjalo.
But think, how can I live without my peanuts? How can I live without my sense gratification? And so we won't let go. And death is pulling us in. And we won't let go.
Ampak mi si mislimo, kako naj živim brez tega, brez moje kritje, kako naj postim, kako naj obstajam brez tega, zato da nas smrt v drugi strani drži in nas beče kot vse.
We don't take to spiritual life because we have no time. We're too busy collecting peanuts. And life passes by very quickly, and at the time of death, we're just as bewildered as we were at the time of birth, and our life is wasted.
Tako da mene celo življenje in trenutku smrti, ko smo stari, nisem nič boljši, trenutku rojstva, sem enako znajdeni in tako pač potratim celo življenje.
Therefore, we need some help to cut our material attachments and to develop a positive alternative to a one-sided materialistic way of life which we now find ourselves caught in.
Zato potrebujemo pomoč, da bi lahko prepredali materialno naveznanost, ki nas drži, in da bi dobili eno alternativo, ki bi nam omogočila, da se izvlečemo iz tega poskrbi, katero smo zdaj ujeti.
There are many civilizations around the world. There are different scriptures which represent the teachings of God as received by very intelligent preachers and devotees, and they're all offering some system or some technique by which we can purify our lives and become human beings first, and then achieve self-realization.
Veliko svetih spisov po svetu, veliko je bilo predigarjev, veliko je naukov, velikih bak in velikih predigarjev po svetu, ki s tem naukom omogočajo, da kot prvo postanemo človeško bitje in poznaje, na koncu postanemo samo spoznane duše.
You need a translator for the translator. He's had a hard day.
Our Vedic Vaishnava culture, which is the culture civilization followed in India for more than 5,000 years, is a very scientific and a very complete model for human beings to attain the love of God.
Ki omogoča, ki v njih se vidi že tisoče let, ki omogoča doseči ljubezen do Boga.
When you go to a doctor, when you are sick, you go to a doctor, and if he is a decent man, if he is actually a doctor who wants to help people, if he's actually following his Hippocratic oath, not his hypocritic oath, then he will give you medicine as well as a diet or some instructions to change your lifestyle.
Pravno zdravniku, ki dejansko želi pomagati, ki želi, da bi zdravili, ki se drži Hipokratove prisede za obljubanje, ne pa licemerske zadeve, se ne igra besedno, da si bi to še povesti. Potem tak zdravnik vam dodal zdravilo in obene tudi dnev oziroma navodila, kako spremeniti življenje, da bi se tebe zdravili.
I know, as probably you all know, some doctors who just give out red pills and green pills and injections and charge $100 every time.
Poznam zdravnike, rekli sem, da ne poznate, ki samo izdajo rdeče in zelene tabletke in dajo injekcije in vsake že računajo $100.
But a real doctor knows that unless you are physically and psychologically living a good life, a healthy life, medicine is not going to change you.
Sam dobro zamislite, da človeku, če ne živi zdravo, psihično in telesno življenje, ne more nobeno zdravilo pomagati, ne more ga spremeniti samim njim.
So, in Vedic culture, the whole goal is to bring everyone in society from the most simple person to the prime minister, to the king, everyone to the platform of love of God. On one side, it is recognized that we are spiritual beings having a material experience right now.
Priznamo, dejstvo je, da smo duhovna bitja, ki se daje preživljamo na materialno izkušnjo.
This is the beginning point. We are spiritual beings. We are not these bodies. And right now, we're having a material life. We're actually spiritual beings.
To je začetek. Mi smo duhovna bitja, mi smo materialno telo.
But on the other side, we cannot just be fanatic and stop eating, stop sleeping, stop mating, stop defending. We have this body.
Na drugi strani pa ne moramo biti fanatiki in kar nehati jesti, nehati spati.
This body, like everything else created by God, belongs to God, and therefore we have to take good care of it.
Materialno telo, kako tudi vse drugo, kar ustvari Bog, pripada njemu, zato moramo skrbeti za to zelo lepo.
On the other side, if we become engrossed in the body, we develop material attachments, those peanuts.
Po drugi strani pa, če nas telo preveč prevzame, potem razvijemo veliko navezanost na materialne stvari, da bomo te kriti na rešitve.
Therefore, there is a balanced approach.
Zato moramo k temu pristopiti uravnoteženo.
In Vedic culture, life is divided into four social divisions and four spiritual designations.
V Vedski civilizaciji se družbe delimo na štiri družbene redove in na štiri duhovne redove.
The four social divisions are as follows. In the early stage of one's life, when the mind is very malleable, impressionable, the student is trained in simplicity of life, austerity, purity, humility, service to his teacher, service to society.
Kako biti ponižen, kako služiti duhovnemu učitelju, družbi,
The most important kind of education you can get in your life. the most valuable education that will benefit you throughout your entire life is not physics, chemistry, or mathematics.
Na to mi najviše dobro da te dobite u življenju, koje vam bude iskoristilo u življenju, ni fizika, ni matematika.
That Raja Vidya, or the king of education, is how to build a strong character, a strong mind. Mens sane in corpore sano. That's not Sanskrit.
Najpomembnejša izobrazba, krona vse izobrazbe, je poučiti človeka, kako izgraditi močen, trden načal.
So, its young student is trained how to develop a strong character. Both boys and girls. They are trained separately because they are trained to practice in their early life celibacy. The bodily fluids, and this is part of the Vedic science of medicine, the bodily fluids that we have are very important for our health and our longevity and our clarity of thought, our strength of mind and heart. And very much so, that includes our sexual fluids. So, in childhood, one should control his senses and prepare himself for later life when he may enter into family life. Everything is done in moderation and under regulation in a spiritual way. So at the age of about 20 to 25, the student returns home and the parents take responsibility to join their son or their daughter with a boy of equal stature, socially, equally attractive, a pair that have the same interests, and that there's a very good chance that they will be happy with each other for their whole lives. There's no question of that, boy.
Tako da se ujemno ta pozničilnostih vlastnostih ponaknem, da se privlačeta drug drugega. Tako da obstaja vsaka možnost, da bo celo življenje lahko srečno preživelo skupaj. Ni govora o učitvi.
So, how can we be sure that there won't be any divorce? Today we find 50-60% of all marriages end in divorce.
Ko smo lahko prepričani, da ne bo prišlo do ločitve, danes vidimo, da 50-60%
because the children have been trained in sense control and in spiritual vision, they will not see each other just as sexual objects, but they will see each other spiritually, and they will have mutual respect, and they will have a common goal that by the time we die, we should be able to fix our minds on God and go back to the kingdom of God where we belong.
Zato ker bodo otroci mladosti izšolani v tem odobrenjeni duhovni cilj, da bodo videli samo obladano življenje, potem se ne bodo se partnere, ne boste videla skoč samo predmeti čutnega uživanja, ne bodo razmišljala, da morata se smeriti proti Bogu in tako doseč proti cilj življenja.
So with that consciousness, the boy and the girl work together cooperatively, and also with their relatives, their fathers and mothers, their grandmothers and grandfathers. The Vedic family is a big family. No need of psychiatrists. We have grandmothers.
Vedke družine so velike družine, ki so majhne družine, zato ni potrebno kot psihiatri, ki se imamo kaj manje.
And they raised lots of wonderful Krishna conscious children and trained them in the same way as they have been trained.
Tako vzgojijo veliko čudovitih otrok za vesti Krishna, na način, kot so bili sami.
Then, when things stop working, when the ears start to get weak, what's that? When the veins start to come out a little bit in the legs, when that you don't have to shave up to be bald, but it's around 50 or so. Then one gets a message that I better slowly start giving up my attachments.
Ko pride določen čas, ki ne znam na konec, ko vse se začne pešati, ko žile veni na nogo začne izstopati, ko smo po glavi plešasti, ne da bi se brinili, da bi se bi pridali na plešasti po glavi, potem človek pač vidi, da je to znak, znamenje, da se treba nekako osvoboditi nekaj vezanosti.
In household life, one may need a house, in a household life without a house. And one may have a car, or so that he and she can organize their family affairs.
Družinsko življenje, pač, družinsko življenje mora biti družina, oziroma dom, življenje na domu, življenje mora biti dom, mora biti hiša, potem tukaj tudi auto, vsakolo, življenje na sveto žena, vse držne pomove in tako naprej. Morajo staviti nekaj določene stvari, ki jih imamo.
But because they've been trained in their childhood in regulative principles, even though they have material things, but even in their household life, the main, the center of their house is their worship of God. So at 50 or 55 years, husband and wife can enter the third stage, where they let their grown-up children get on with their lives, and they start visiting holy places, meeting saintly persons, and spending more time asking spiritual questions and getting nice answers and developing spiritually.
Zato pred 50, ali tam nekaj 50 do 55 let, ko ste stara, potem zapustite dom, možno žena in pustite svojim otrokom, odraslim otrokom, velikrat že, da oni nadaljujejo življenje na domu. Ona dva pa odnikate od doma in obiskujete sveta mesta in začnete spraševati pomembne duhovne vprašanja in dobivati odgovore na njih. In tako duhovno napredovati.
So, about 60 or 65, when they're very comfortable, and if it is appropriate for their situation, the husband and wife will part ways. The wife will go to a holy city and live in a spiritual community, a spiritual ashram, and practice more her meditation on God. And the husband will travel as a sannyasi and preach. He becomes literally a civil dead man. No connection with society. Just giving spiritual guidance and setting a good example.
Ko može žena koja je 60 ili 50 stara, tam neke, koja je žena, da bi se da čas za to, in se loči tam, popolnoma žena odine na sveto mesto nekam in nekim ašram, na nekim mestu svetem, da se tam posveti pogodnjeno meditaciji na Boga. Potem, ko mož se popolnoma odreče, čisto družbeni vezen, materialno življenje, postane se nas in hodi na krog in pride ga, da je duhovno navodila, in tako je praktično mrtev za družbo.
So therefore now that I'm 65 years old, I've taken sannyasa.
No, not that old.
There's another way also that you can enter into the fourth stage, and that is if at 25 you can't find any girls who like you, then you can go directly into sannyas life. That was my problem.
Življenja, to je 25 minut, če nas znamo dokaj nemara, potem pač sprejmete se nas. To je bilo tudi moj prvi pravi.
Marriage is not mandatory, it is recommended for most, but one can remain single also.
Družinsko sporočeno življenje ni obvezno, ampak je priporočeno za večino, ki bo želi pa tudi lahko ostane samski.
So by this process, one can have a full material life with a very colorful social life, again centered around God, a very satisfying sexual life, again raising God-conscious children, following religious principles, and a very complete life, and keep God in the center.
Tako ima človek lahko zelo popolno, zelo pestro življenje, skozi vse življenje, skozi več čas, ki ima tudi polno spolno življenje, tudi izgaja otroke, da resni Krišne, ampak pomembno, da ima več čas Boga v središču.
And at the end of his life, be completely absorbed and spend all his time in thoughts of God. And at the end, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram, his mind will be fixed on the Lord, and he can get out of the cycle of birth and death, he can get out of the material world and go to the kingdom of God. There is a kingdom, and there is a world and a life, eternal life.
Tako lahko po celem življenju, ko se postara, se popolnoma loči od materialnega življenja, dušna pač se čisto absorbira za trpnik duhovno življenje, razmišljanje o Bogu, meditacijo o Bogu in na ta način javni vabi smajalo vam trenutku smrti in razmišlja o Bogu za pusti materialni svet in vidi duhovno kraljestvo, ki dejansko obstaja, obstaja ta drugi svet, potem vidi tam
So this is the diet that I spoke about. So this is the diet that I spoke about. And the medicine is chanting ecstatically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. lot of syrup on it. It's very tasty. So that is, in a coconut shell, the essence of Vedic culture. Don't get caught in the monkey trap. Give up as much as you can your material attachments and spend your time in the pursuit of real happiness, freedom.
Poskušajte se izmediti vse materialne navezanosti in si prizadevate za duhovno srečo, za duhovno zbor, za svobodo.
So I just want to say that I'm very, very happy, as I always am, I'm very, very happy to be back in Ljubljana. I find it a very nice temple. A lot of very nice people. And thank you for being nice devotees of Krishna. It gives me a very great pleasure to associate with you, to chant with you, and laugh with you. And Hare Krishna, thank you. Speaking at
6 o'clock,
or they would stick one of those chains in and grab you by the neck.
Are
there any questions? You attain perfection. You go back to Godhead, back to Krishna. You get a spiritual body. If you do not attain perfection, then you attain imperfection.
So decisions for bonus, but decisions not for bonus.
This material world. Any other questions? Yes? No. Sannyas means complete renunciation of the material world. That's the essence. So, of course a woman can renounce material life, and in Vrindavan, for example, or in many holy places, you will find many ladies who don't shave their head, but they wear very short hair, almost like shave, and a little shorter than yours. And they wear white cloth, no jewelry, no makeup or anything, and they take very little sleep, very little food, and they live a life of a sannyasi. And they preach very actively, and they're respected just like a sannyasi. In our line, there have been even big gurus, lady gurus, the wife of Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Devi Dasi. She was become an acharya, and she had many disciples of both gender. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prabhupada said, man is good and woman is good. Just like butter is good and fire is good. But if you bring them together, the fire remains, but the butter melts. So a man is like fire and a woman is like butter. No, it's the other way around. So under regulation, they can have a nice family life and fulfill their purush arthas, their material desires. But if you approach material desires, material desires are like itches. They're constantly pressing upon you for satisfaction. And you scratch your itch, but it doesn't go away. It comes back. And you don't get any real satisfaction. So material desires are like that. Your essence is spiritual. You're a spiritual being, so you can't satisfy the soul by rubbing skin together. So husband and wife, they agree at a certain stage to, you know, completely focus on spiritual life. But the difference is that a lady would not travel freely as a man would do, because being physically weaker and being the object of the aggression of unscrupulous men, if she travels and is unprotected, then she may be exploited and abused. So she would remain under the protection of her oldest son or under the protection of a respectable ashram. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many people don't understand what I'm saying? Okay, I'm really sorry, but maybe you can give a synopsis afterwards. But I think the boss man there wants to, no? Oh, you're not going to speak? Yeah, okay. Alright, go ahead. Okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi, and he worshipped the mood of love of the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vrindavan, their love for Krishna, the mood, the way they surrendered everything, he worshipped that mood. But personally, his female disciples had to offer respect to him. When he was a grihastha, he had a wife, and it was nothing like that. But when he became a sannyasi, his female disciples to offer their respect to him from a distance. So similarly, Janava, when she was traveling, she would travel between Puri and short distances like that, preaching in Orissa, her male disciples could not approach her. She had her camp, and she was mostly with ladies, secretaries, management, etc. And the male disciples would, you know, like that. So, it's not a question of discrimination, or exploitation. It's the opposite of exploitation. It's a desire that we can all go back to Godhead. And that's why the rules and regulations are there. They help us. They're prasadam adigacchati, regulative principles of freedom. Prasadam means mercy or freedom. So these rules help us to get free. So that's why it's followed.
Povzetek to vprašanje je bilo nekako ženska, tudi postane sanjasi, ker je rečeno, da v enem trenutku se loče ta mož žena, na nekako tudi postane sanjasi. Odgovor je ta, da dejansko je tudi mogoče, čeprav ponavadi mož tisti, ki potuje, žena pa so na določenem mestu, pomeni žena, da je zaščitena, moško to je pač žena, ženska ne more potovati, ima tako šitko naravo, šitko telo, zato potrebuje vedno zaščita in ponavadi ostane doma, pod skrbstvom svojega sina ali pa nekako drugače zaščitena, ampak v principu lahko postane sanjasi, celo v naši nosteski duhovnih učiteljev. Imamo nekaj gurujev, celo, ki so bile mateži, ženske, in so imele glavne ženske učenike, ki so bile okrožene glavne z takimi ženskimi kot četiri Mahaprabhu, ki je prav tako okrožen z samo z moškimi, pač takšen red v družbi, da se nas je, da se mora družiti z vzhodnim spolom. V principu je možno, da tudi ženska stane se nas.
Another example is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kunti Devi, the mother of Pandavas.
Shantana Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Devi, Mati Pandava.
Her prayers are so nice, her prayers in glorification of God are so beautiful that they're enshrined in our highest scripture.
Mati se tako čudovite, da so zapisane v najvišjem svetnem spisu.
And Srila Prabhupada personally had most attraction for the prayers of Kunti Devi. He would quote from them all the time.
Are
there any other questions?
Yes,
sir? Attraction. Yes.
Vprašanje bo glavno, govore se o privlačnosti in odpornosti, ki pa ga zanima, kako ga se
bilo. Are you afraid of dying and if why? And if you're not afraid of dying, why not?
Ja. Če se boliš smrti, zakaj se boliš in če se ne, zakaj se ne boliš?
The answer is yes and no.
Vprašanje, odgovor je da in ne.
We're afraid of dying, not remembering Krishna. And we're not afraid of dying if we can remember Krishna.
Govori tak, da se bojimo smrti, če se v tem trenutku ne spominjamo Krishna. Ne bojimo se smrti, če se takrat lahko spominjamo Krishna.
Oh.
Pravi, da nisem na njega osebno.
Well, when I said we, I meant me, myself, and I.
Ko sem rekel, mi se mislim na sebe, jaz in mene.
I intend to laugh at the time of death.
Ko sem namerava smejati, ko bom umiral.
Hopefully Jenny Hare Krishna.
Ne bom bolj takrat to Hare Krishna.
Excuse me, can I ask you
something?
My daughter
just
got the name
Bhavanpuri.
Who knows what
does it mean?
Bhavana? Is she here today?
No.
Where is she?
She's
at home. Okay. Huh?
Puri is, I think, is a city.
Yes. Bhavan. Puk. Bhavanpuri. Gosh, well, Sanskrit is such a language that one word can have different meanings. For example, Lord Chaitanya is called Patita Pavan. Patita means the most fallen person, the lowest person. And Pavana means one who uplifts. Now, how your daughter could lift the city of Puri, I don't know. There must be another meaning of the word pavana that I'm not sure of. I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, unfortunately. I'll look it up for you, though. After the meeting, I'll tell you. Yeah? Okay. Who is her spiritual master, Jayapataka Swami? Oh, I see. Okay. Any other questions? Yes. Connected with Krishna means there are two things, vapu and vani, the physical presence and the orders. So even if we don't have the physical presence of Krishna, we're not completely purified to that degree where our eyes are spiritually awakened. If we follow Krishna's orders coming down through disciplic succession, then it is the same as associating with Krishna. There's no difference between Vapu and Vani. That is the people often say, I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to meet Srila Prabhupada. I would really have liked to have associated with him. But if you read his books and you listen to his cassette tape lectures and listen to his darshans, his meetings with other devotees, you would find that you're getting exactly everything you would get in the association of Prabhupada, because he is non-different. He didn't have a separate life, a hidden life, besides his Krishna conscious life. He very much walked his talk, as we say. You know this expression, walking your talk? What you say, you actually live. Not that you say one thing, but live another thing. Yes. Me too. It would be confusing otherwise. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, her question is something like, if a man and a woman get married as has happened in ISKCON, and then for one reason or another, the husband thinks that now I will take sannyas, and you know, it was only 3 weeks ago that he got married. Or even worse, he has two or three children, and then says, now I'll take sannyas, and he leaves everything in the hands of the woman and goes off to preach the great life when the woman is left with all the baggage, all the problems, all the anxiety and suffering. So, what is that? Why, you know, is that allowed?
Какой-то молочек вам подвиска на все это добавило, да, со своим мужем чуть-чуть поручило, чуть не качался по своему мужу, лучше бы забыл нас, скорее всего, нас, чуть вам не могу через 3 дня вот как себе поручил, на пошли куча, да, на 2 или 3 утроки, потом был дидер привигат, энергично, за весь Кришне, и пусть лежа ему сам, за всеми проблемами, за всеми тяжелыми, для прошения, какой то, наверное, какая стыдно, это уровень, это право.
So, this is a very great culture. It's very vast, very deep culture, and it's very new to all of us, not only to you, but to us also. And in the past, we have made mistakes. And we don't deny it. We have probably made every mistake in the book. But our hearts are in the right place. We recognize that we have something better. We just have to learn how to apply it properly.
Та культура, весь та культура зробила Бога зело широко, зело велика і літує далі вам, і нам, всем нам, що зустріли. Зато ми в протеклості наробили велико напак, то си признаємо, зникаємо практично все напаки, які легко намерено записане теоретично у книгах, ми самі тут наробили. Ampak srce imamo na pravi mesto, da ga usmerimo na prave želje, želimo se prave stvari in se pač prizadevamo jih naprej.
For example, at the present moment, it is not possible for anyone to take sannyas in ISKCON. They're not given permission until they reach at least the age of about 50 years. And that also they must have the complete agreement of their wife, which they'll probably never get. They must make complete financial arrangement for any dependents, and they must be on a waiting list for a minimum of 5 years.
Тобто там данес ISKCON не подивився сан'ясе, як тако, пач, муж мора бути стар сай, приблизно 50 лет, мора мати одобрити от жене, що говорить на кого не вергу, абак, як тако вже, мора мати приєно фінансово стане за все своє подложне і подріяне, за тебе скрибав, пісне, і ще не такрат, бісло на ходу бій, одобрити, оздоровно, прийде на чекану листо, який трає 5 літ, прийде на кого, доби сам'яс.
There are many other restrictions also.
Другому мейтесу.
And any ladies who, in the past, there were some cases, not a whole lot, but any ladies who have had difficulty in the past with such a situation are being taken care of as much as they desire.
Жени, які сьогодні тяжали, в протеклості не було тако велико, No, če so bile, če so bile težave, potem bilo to njih poskrbljeno, koliko so pač potem razumeli.
In other words, if there was a situation where someone took sannyas life or the renounced order prematurely without proper sanction and his wife is not able to cope up, then she's given assistance or help. We, as I said, we have made mistakes and we want to improve by, to make mistakes is not very amazing. Everyone makes mistakes, but we should make sure that we don't make the same mistake twice.
Mislim tako najverjetno ga strašno, da sem naredil napako, samo prepišati se moramo, da ne naredimo isto napake dvakrat.
Right now, we're trying not to make the same mistake five times. We're working towards twice.
Da se trudimo, da naj bi ponovili še petično, da skučimo na to, da bi prišli na napak.
In fact, it's actually easier in this time to become an initiating spiritual master than it is to become a sannyasi, believe it or not.
Mislim, da je celo lažje postati duhovni učitelj, ki ima iniciacije, kot postati sannyasi, believe it or not.
So any of you who want to become initiating spiritual masters, you can see me after class.
Vsi, ki želite postati duhovni učitelj, ki ima iniciacije, lahko pridete k meni, ki predavam.
Any other what they call loaded questions? Any question inside? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gopremanande.